Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 404. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I'm drinking a Belgian dark sour beer.
Dark sour.
That's right.
Okay.
Like my soul.
Jeff is here as well.
I'm drinking an anti-hero. Just like me, anti-hero.
No, you're a hero.
My hero. Sure, if you say so.
I love you, Jeff.
Pete is here, too.
Yeah, I'm just a liar.
It's fair.
You're the water to my anti-hero.
So we've been playing some older games, trying out some stuff, revisiting some stuff.
Because there's nothing fucking new. Well, there's something new.
Yeah, so...
Come on, I played nothing but new games. Nothing.
There's nothing new, though. Even the stuff that's new doesn't count because it's nothing. Sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
Tony, what did you play that was new?
Well, I played two new games. First, I finished God of War.
Cool.
Yes.
Hey, nobody answered my question. Does that mean...
Everybody has finished.
Everyone's finished it?
Okay. Yes, we've all finished it. We're all done with it.
All
right. It's over. Tears. I will say, I like doing all the side questy stuff in that game until the game is over. And now I'm like, why am I doing this stuff?
Yeah, it was not how I felt, too. I was like, so I need to do all the Valkyrie stuff, but I really don't give a shit.
I have no urge to do any of that.
So you didn't keep playing after you beat it? Because I know like a lot of podcasters I listen to have been like, yeah, I'm still tracking everything now. I'm like,
yeah, I played a little bit. I did some of the stuff. Like, I went off and I freed a dragon. And I finished the dwarves quest line because I think I had one last quest to do for them. So like there was a little bit left to do, but and then I went through some of the other realms, like was it Muspelheim, the Realm of Fire, which is just like a series of let's fight in different ways. And I'm just like, okay, well I fought enough through the game. I don't.
Yeah, that's really the arena.
And then there's another one. I can't remember the name of the. Heim, the one in the fog. There's like a death fog one. Let's go fight in the fog. The fog kind of gives you a time limit. Like once you're there too long, you die.
Oh,
I'm like, okay, well, that does not sound very appealing. So I'm not going to do that. And then there's like some random quests laying around that I did, but then I was done. I'm just like, I'm just kind of wasting time here. I should go play something else.
That's kind of how I felt about it. Like, I didn't even unlock the other two realms. Like, I hit a point where I was like, all right, I'm going to need, I want to advance the story. And then I did, and I was like, you know, I'm good. So I went home.
Yeah. Although it doesn't end when you go home. It does give you that little scene.
You get the cutscene, and then you can continue playing. But I was like,
and that's the only way to get, like, the credits to roll, too. Like
the real credit roll, yeah.
If you continue playing after that?
No, I think that scene...
Oh, that
scene. Those are the credits, and then if you skip the credits, it's like you wake up, and like, you know, Atreus is like, I had a dream about Thor.
Right.
And,
did Thor... you actually see... God, what's his hammer called? Why can't I remember all of a sudden?
Mjolnir.
You see it like briefly. I found it distinctly unimpressive. I'm like, that tiny thing is what everybody's scared of.
Oh, that tiny thing also fucking like fry you like an egg.
Like you've got Kratos walks off and picks his big badass axe off the wall, and oh, there's Thor out here with his tiny hammer. Fearsome.
My theory is that
it's really dense hammer though.
It's really dense.
What was your theory, Pete?
Oh, that in the second game, you'll kill Thor and you'll get his hammer.
I'm sure.
You don't have any other way to give you a new weapon. And, like, you have a fire weapon and an ice weapon, so an electrical weapon kind of fits.
But mechanically, it'll be basically... Because, like, that's what the fucking axe was in this, was Thor's hammer, essentially.
You might be able to pull it back to you, but, like, I think you could do different puzzles where maybe, like, that involve generators or whatever the fuck, or...
Yeah, like, oh, switch to your electric weapon. Or,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I could see Thor being the main antagonist of two, and then sure. Odin being for whatever the third game in this trilogy is.
Right. I mean, they were clearly holding back, right? There was all that talk of Thor and Odin, but you never actually saw either one of them during the game. It's like, well, of course, you're setting up the sequel. You got to hold these guys back.
It's a game that could have used more bosses, too.
I'm okay with that. Like.
Yeah, we didn't need to see everybody.
Yeah. No, yeah, no, I was fine with the two. I disagree with Jeff. I don't think the game needed more bosses. I think
really? I think it needed, well, maybe not like that. It needed more, like, gigantic God of War bosses. Maybe I'm crazy.
No, I was kind of okay with, like, getting away from that.
I don't know.
But that's God of War. That's, like, what it is.
Not anymore.
I felt the fights with Baldur, like, started to get stale.
Yeah, at the end, they kind of, like, they tried to add some stuff to it, but the second one was, like, fine, it's this again.
Yeah. Right, and then, like...
Pete
died. Rest in peace.
Okay, so it's just Pete. It's not like we're all cutting out on each other.
No, he just disappeared.
I muted Pete because he's saying things I don't want him to say.
Oh, so you all just can't hear me, or is Jeff just being an ass?
No, you're cutting out. You're cutting out.
Or both. Both is possible.
Cut out.
Weird. Yeah, they. I'm the plug-in for.
See. This is.
And he's gone again.
I had to mute him again.
This is God saying what he has to say is not worth it.
I am God. I muted him and I kicked him out. Bye, Pete.
So Tony, what did you like the fight against the brothers? Like, I thought that was okay.
That was an interesting fight. I mean, I think there's more interesting, like, non-boss fights in the game.
Yeah, that's more for me. I enjoyed fighting like the trolls and stuff like that was more interesting to me than the boss fights, I thought. So,
yeah.
I just personally miss, like, that's, like, the staple of, like, what God of War is to me. Is, like, the big-ass motherfucker where you're, like, climbing up him and doing shit. Like,
right.
I don't know. You only got, like, one of those, I think. Yeah.
And then the one you got wasn't anywhere near as, like, because...
It wasn't as good, yeah.
Yeah, I beat the dragon on the first try. It didn't feel, like, all that challenging. It was pretty easy to figure out what you're supposed to do. And honestly, there wasn't that much. It was like, okay, let's hide in the corner until I can throw this thing at him. It just wasn't cool to do that.
Yeah. But I thought, like, you know, fighting the Draugr and the trolls and some of the other creatures, that was fun.
Yeah, no, and I love, like, the basic combat in the game is great, and the fact you're fighting, like, Draugr all the time never really comes, like, it's never a problem, because they're always changing the, like, the base stats of the Draugr and, like, making it more interesting in different ways, like, oh, it's an ice Draugr as opposed to a fire Draugr, and now you need to figure out which weapon you're supposed to use against them, and, like, that kind of stuff is cool.
Yes. All right.
Well, here's the thing. I wanted to, like, a more general discussion about it, not, like, spoilery or anything. Like, when I was playing that game, I was like, this is for sure the game of the year. It's, like, one of the most impressive games I've played probably since Breath of the Wild, which is a year ago. But it's, like, as I've gotten some distance from it, which I have, you know, weeks of distance now, I don't know how long it's been since you guys beat it. I'm kind of like, yeah, it was really good, but I'm not, like, sitting there going, this is my game of the year for sure. Like, what do you guys think?
I agree with that.
Yeah, like, I mean, as you've had distance from it, you're kind of like, it's good, but it's all in the air. Like, anything could happen.
And maybe I came away differently.
You hated that kid. I know.
Yeah,
you hated
the kid. I liked the game all the way through. I enjoyed playing it.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, and I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you guys can comment on this, but it feels that Sony has a formula.
Yeah.
And this is just like, it's not a shooter this time, but it is now, like, it's a character action game that has been thrown into that formula. And I'm starting to see the seams. Like, it's all very impressive, but it's also getting to be very formulaic in the way that they're delivering their stuff.
Every time Kratos is like climbing along on the wall, I'm like, all right, this is an Uncharted. It's a God of War game. Do we need to climb on the wall?
Really? Right.
But it's almost, I hear you. I hear exactly what you guys are both saying. But it's almost like a production level formula. Sure. You know, like where it's like, I'm not totally against like super awesome production values, but it's like, I hear you. But also at the same time, if I had to choose between the two, I like the aesthetic of God of War more than Uncharted, probably. But yeah, I just, like, for me, like, looking forward, like, thinking about what I've played this year, it's probably the best game I've played this year. But also, going forward, I'm like, I could totally see literally anything topping it on my list for my top 10 of the year, you know? Like, I could see Mario Tennis somehow, like, topping it, because I'm like, for all I know, I put 100 hours into Mario Tennis. Like, I have no idea.
Like, right. Like, I don't think that this is so killer that, like, and maybe the rest of the year ends up being disappointing.
if the rest of the year, like, honestly, if the rest of the year is that disappointing, though, like, I would be like, that year was a disappointment. Like, you had God of War, and that's kind of it. Like, but I have a feeling I'm going to like Red Dead more, and who knows what the fuck else might be coming. I hope there's some surprises left at E3.
Oh, come on. You got Battlefield 5.
I
don't care about any of that.
I haven't seen the trailer, but I did see the cover and all
all the controversy. Everybody heard about it.
The Battlefield 5 controversy or whatever. Yeah. My favorite tweet out of any like tweet I saw about that was Peter Skerritt, who posted a cover from Medal of Honor, like an old Medal of Honor game.
Yeah. The second Medal of Honor game, actually.
Yeah. Like, nobody
gave Medal of Honor Underground.
Or the Twitter and the internet had not quite corrupted the world at that point.
Right.
Because, like, no, like, I don't remember that being a, like, anyone giving a fuck at that, like, about that. Right. Like,
nobody cared. But there was honestly, Twitter, like, you couldn't, like, gang up and.
Here's the thing. If I was not on Twitter now, no one would still give a fuck. Like, none of my friends that I know, like, out in the world who barely pay attention to games, their decision on whether to buy Battlefield will not be determined by that cover. I don't think. Like,
hey, it's a Battlefield game. It's a
stupid, made-up controversy. Who fucking cares?
Right.
Anyway.
My decision is already made. I'm like, oh, new Battlefield game. Of course right. I'm buying
it. Yeah, exactly. Me too. I'm like, oh, new Battlefield game. Don't care. But
and I hope that the campaign is like what they did with Battlefield 1. Because that was great.
Yeah,
I need to play that campaign.
I'm being so disappointed.
You didn't play the campaign?
Yeah.
I never touched it.
It's like a bunch of mini campaigns. I think there's like six of them.
It's the best tutorial ever.
Yeah, it like teaches you how to do everything, but like I think they're pretty well written and mostly fun, and different. Like they're all very different, and they don't follow each other. Like they don't interlock, so it's their own story. So it's not like, well, why are we doing this now?
It's different vignettes, but like Chris is kind of saying, like. You know, one is like ultra serious, and one is like this fun kind of Indiana Jones vibe where you're like, okay, like it's totally. It almost feels like different people did them all, you know. But like, I kind of dug that because it was like, here's five different little like 2 hour games, you know.
Yeah.
Like I guess you know I sounded super dismissive, but Battlefield 1, I did kind of like the campaign.
You know, that's the first Battlefield campaign since Bad Company 2 that I've been like, this is really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's games coming out. Like,
yeah, there is.
The rest of the year, so.
Spider-Man, baby.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. I don't see that being like game of the year for me. Like, I'd be very surprised.
We'll say that won't be Sony formulaic. I'll guarantee that.
Yeah. But could be fun. I'm excited for that. Like, that's the reason I'm keeping my PS4 around.
Spider-Man, Red Dead, Battlefield 5. You know, that there's got to be some more Nintendo games after Tennis, right?
I was gonna say, like, I'm
very Smash interested.
Brothers. Yeah, Smash Brothers.
Well, we know that.
Yeah.
We know that, but like, what else is Nintendo's output? Is it just like Pokemon? Because it kind of,
hey,
if it's Pokemon Smash, like from a sales perspective, that's enough. But for me, it's like kind of disappointing. Like,
I don't know what else you're looking for. It could be a really shitty like Star Fox Racing game. But
ah, you missed me singing my praises about like how I think that's a cool idea.
I didn't miss it.
No, I think. We're not going to get into it again, but I think it could be okay. But I don't know what else would I want? I don't know, Metroid, Pikmin, Animal Crossing, any of those would be great.
Yeah, but those feel like games that could lead their own years and stuff. I doubt. And Metroid is easily next year.
I don't think so. I don't think
Animal Crossing would totally do it, especially if they do it correctly and they make it like that fusion of, you know, both of like the DS game and.
You mean in terms of sales, though? Like, you think that like that could be their big flagship title for next fall?
People fucking love Animal Crossing. Like,
I think that's the only one that has a shot at that. I don't think Pikmin's a niche game. And
no, I'm like
Metroid's a niche game.
Yeah, Pikmin and Metroid.
Metroid especially. Right. And Metroid, I don't even know why.
But like, they're like niche games that matter. Like, they're like very important.
That matter to Jeff. Library.
I was gonna say.
I mean, they matter to. Yeah,
two important people like Jeff.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, Animal Crossing is a very successful Jeff.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean that's the thing though. Like, if you're just going just on sales, like Nintendo doesn't need to do a goddamn thing besides Smash and Pokemon this year. Like, if they did both of those, that's kind of insane because like those are both so huge. In their own rights, but like, yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, I think Chris, you might be kind of in the same boat as me, where it's like, yeah, I guess I'll play those.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Smash fan.
Get me excited, yeah.
And I'll play Pokemon. Like, I enjoy it, but yeah, I'm not going to be like jumping out of my seat for them.
Like, I'd be like honestly a little disappointed if that's like the only two games that they had. Like, I get it if it's the only two games they have. But I would be a little sad.
Yep.
And they can't all have a year like last year, Jeff.
Yeah, I know, right? Those come around like once a decade if you're lucky. So,
but
I mean, there's stuff I'm looking forward to, sure.
Right, and to get back on point, like I can't say that there isn't going to be anything that challenges God of War, like. Right, like these people are like, no, God of War is definitely going to be game of the year. Like, and we're in May.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't feel.
Oh, no.
I really don't feel that way.
What'd you say, Pete?
Am I fucking cutting out again?
You are. Yeah. Every time you start talking about God of War,
that's actually hilarious.
I think Kratos has got something on you. He's like, that man is not talking about me.
Like, I will say this. I think I'd be surprised if from, like, a gameplay and polish perspective that Red Dead is better. I would be surprised. But I do think I'll like Red Dead more. Like, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know. Like, I like open world games or whatever, so.
Yeah, it's fine. All right, well, God of War. I think we all agree it's good.
Okay.
It's okay. It's fine.
Like, honestly, like I, that's a.
It's the LA Noir 2018.
Oh God,
it's not that bad.
Are we going to be talking about it years from now, Jeff?
Yes, we will.
Yeah,
absolutely. Because it's good.
In probably better light.
Yes. Hey, come on, give it a break. Give LA Noir a break. It did
nah, okay. Man, that game sucks.
It
did
okay.
No. Wow, I don't think it sucks.
Nah, it's real bad.
I think it's a little boring to kind of try to go revisit, but I don't think it sucks.
It had that game had one of the
outshot. Still talking ending. About it.
Had one of the best things ever. You're cutting out again, Pete. I enjoyed LA Noir the first time I played it. I think you're right, though, Jeff. I haven't gone. I did buy it when the re-release came out, but I haven't returned to it. But I have a feeling that like it's a story based game and
like ultra story based. Like
it was super fun the first time around, but
not exactly for the replayability.
Yeah.
No, there's not a whole lot of gaminess to it, even with the open world.
No, the open world's kind of bad. There's not much going on.
So is the driving?
Oh, that's why you just have your partner drive you everywhere.
That's the running and the chasing
and the combat.
It kind of controls like a GTA game. So
like a bad, really bad GTA game. You're right.
With a better story.
Then it falls apart at the end.
Look, man, I kind of agree. It's kind of boring to replay. Like, I don't know. I tried. I was like,
cool. I spent all this time figuring out all these cases, and then I realized that I was wrong no matter what I chose.
Yeah, there's that. Like, there were flaws with the whole interrogation system. But like, look, dude. All that said, if they did like another one, I could see them like really doing something cool with that like idea. Like I like the noir genre, you know, like those are two really hard words to say together. Try to say that noir genre.
Noir genre.
Especially after a couple of beers. I would like to see them revisit it at some point, but who knows?
Bondi doesn't.
It's hard for Pete to say anything at this point.
Yeah, it pretty much is because you don't need fucked with the settings, but
you don't need Team Bondi though.
He fucked with the settings, but
what? But the Team Bondi's gone, right?
It's dead.
Yeah, but like Rockstar could be like, "We'll do it."
Well, if I remember correctly, didn't Rockstar, is it San Diego? They ended up like
finishing the game, right?
Yeah, they did a lot of the work on LA Noir because Team Bondi was taking so long.
They did an LA Noir VR game, so like they have not forgotten
really
about the IP. Yeah, I think so. No, it was not. You play the whole game in VR. I don't think so. Unless I'm. It was a separate thing called the VR case files that they came out in 2017.
Fuck off.
No, dude.
I'm leaving. Bye.
He's gone. He left.
Oh, no.
You're fired, Pete.
We killed Pete.
We killed him.
All
this time, LA Noir was too much for him.
LA Noir and God of War. He was so angry about both, he couldn't get a word out.
It must be super frustrating where it's like I'm not even talking over him, I'm filling in the blanks when he cuts out.
Right.
But it sounds like I am to him, so it just sounds like I'm being a total fucking asshole to him.
We're sorry, Pete.
I'm not sorry though.
I would play as another LA Noir though.
That was a separate thing. VR case files was a separate thing that came out last December.
And then we never got their awfully named Whore of the Orient.
Right.
What's that lost Rockstar game?
Agent.
Agent.
Yeah. I love when people write in to shows or.
What's going on with that?
Where's Agent at?
Doesn't exist, bro.
There was never any gameplay. They just had an image that went up on screen that said it was going to be a Sony exclusive.
That's right.
Never showed up, ever. I guess we won't be able to hear what Pete has to say about The Sims.
It's a shame because it sounded like he hated it utterly.
Yeah, which is weird because originally when he started playing it, it seemed like he thought it was pretty fun.
I mean, he could just be done. I mean, I liked it too. I liked those games too, but the last one I played, I was done in like a week or two. It's like, all right, that's cool.
Okay.
I do remember the like Sims 2 on the PC. Like, I played the fuck out of that thing, but it's like, at some point, you kind of seen all the tricks it's gonna do for you. You know, I don't know. Like, it's always fun to a year later or a couple years later, like, make a new sim and do a different career and do things a little different. But you always end up doing the same thing.
You need
thing
some time, like, time between those so that, because you're going to have the same exact experience anyway.
Yeah, basically. Like, even if you do consciously, like, vary what you're doing, like, it's still the same gameplay, you know?
Yeah.
I played State of Decay 2.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that. New games.
Yeah, just came out Tuesday. It's part of the Xbox Game Pass. I like State of Decay 1. I know you were not a fan, Jeff.
I tried.
It's a weird game, right? Like, it's so it's open world, kind of a Grand Theft Auto-ish with zombies. But there's a base building mechanic to it, and it's not necessarily you building your base, but your community. So you're managing people, and you can send them out on supply runs, and but you're trying to like keep everybody kind of upbeat and happy, because otherwise they may kill themselves because it's a bleak world out there. But you also need to keep them like fit and fed, because they you can die at every turn, right? Like, and your community people can get like illnesses, and if you don't have medicine, they can die from that. Or if you don't have enough food, they can die of starvation. So basically, it's just a game about like all your friends dying all the time. But there was a story to it. And I enjoyed playing that first one. The second one,
really? Sounds great.
It looks the same to me. Like, honestly, like, I've not watched a ton of it, but just the trailer, I'm like, that looks.
It is very similar in look. I think it looks better. Very very similar in look, but also very way more mechanical. Right, like, so where the other one was kind of like, you know, you start out with your character and things kind of just happen organically until you end up leading this community, and the story takes you as you build your bases up. And this one, like, you pick one of four groups, so there's four pairs of people. And they all have like some sort of backstory, and it thrusts you immediately into like the, you know, the apocalypse has already happened. There's zombies everywhere, and you're just out scavenging to start. And your partner gets bit by a different type of zombie, and so that leads you to having to like find the doctor. And so then you find the doctor, and there's army person, and they're the basis of your first community.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get in a car and you drive for a little bit, and it's like, here's where you're going to build
slightly bigger house,
right? Like,
yeah.
Here's where you're going to build your base, and we're going to show you how to build your base. And it's all very like mechanical, and it's like you have to talk to the army person first, and she's like, well, we could go here and it's on a plateau, or we could go here and it's in the valley, or we could go here and it's, you know, another.
Do you mean, when you say mechanical, do you mean like it's very like holding your hand and spelled out what you're supposed to be doing, whereas opposed to the first one, it's like, hey man, figure it out, and like you could do different things?
Yes, so kind of in the way that it's holding your hand, but also very much like, if you were to build a city in SimCity, like, you're still, there's still the action part of the game, but it's also like, we're going to do this, you know, we're going to do this mechanical portion of the game where you're going to do your community building and we're going to show you everything right here and you're going to build it right here instead of like there being a story reason for you kind of like stumbling upon it. It's like,
okay,
this is your location because this is what you chose when you talked to the army lady. If you chose the hilly section, you'd be in a different area. So it's just kind of like setting you up in this weird way. And the weapons degrade pretty fast, faster than I'd like. And I'm not a fan of weapon degradation as we
I was about to bring a game up, but that's okay.
No, I'm not a fan of that. I'm just not having the same amount of fun that I had with that first one. In fact, I kind of feel like just rather going back and playing the Xbox One version of the first one, which I haven't played.
Jeez. That's damning fucking.
Like,
is that on Game Pass?
Maybe. I don't know.
I own it.
Yeah, I have it. And it was like I bought it when it came out. It was cheap then. This just does not seem to have like what I'm looking for out of this. Maybe playing it with other people because you can like join your communities up and go into other people's games. Mm-hmm. And like help them run missions. They can help you run missions. You could share supplies. Almost like that last SimCity game.
Oh yeah, okay.
Where you could like build joint cities kind of side by side.
I think I did hear though that like you don't get any sort of progress for what you're doing. Like if you're joining someone's game, it's like yeah, you could do this and maybe get things.
Right.
I don't know.
Like you won't advance the story.
Yeah, like your story. But, yeah.
Well, that just
you'd be advancing whoever's game you're in. I don't know the thing. Like it was a game like I was actually looking forward to, and I don't know how much more of it I'm gonna play. which is funny. It's kind of the exact way Sea of Thieves went. So Microsoft 2 for 2 this year.
Yeah, they have had such bad luck, dude. Like, it's not like they're not trying. Like, obviously, these are like, well, I don't know about this, but like, Sea of Thieves felt like a game that they like really cared about. And
yeah,
yeah. I mean, there's obviously some love put into Sea of Thieves. Like, it looks great. It's just unfinished.
It's just not. Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm really hoping and like, you know, I think it's what 2 weeks away now at E3 that we get some announcements on
Halo.
I'm almost desperate enough that even like a new Halo, I would just be like, well, at least there's that. That's something, right? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't think that's like enough for them. I think they really,
I think they need more too. Like you can't just keep going like Halo, Gears, Forza, like you can't. Like there needs to be more than just those three. But at least like with those three games, you know that they are top notch quality.
Yeah.
All the way through for what they are. Like, you know, Gears is never gonna be a story based Uncharted type game, but it's an excellent, you know, mechanical shooter and a technical shooter. And Halo is a, you know, fantastic first-person shooter with great multiplayer. And Forza is you know, a top-notch racing game. But they need more.
Yes.
Yeah, and they just... And I was going to say they need to take risks. But what I'm saying is, like, they're trying. Like, they're taking some risks this generation. And there's a reason they call them risks.
Yeah, because... And they're... Exactly, like... That's what's kind of funny about it, right? Like, so you look at Sony and go, like, they just released God of War. God of War is not a risk, no matter what they did.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't going to be a risk. And then, you know, Microsoft is over there kind of dropping. They dropped Sea of Thieves, which is a weird fucking game, and Sunset Overdrive, and they invested money in The Rise, and, like, none of these risks are paying off. Like, in some cases, they're good games, and some they're terrible, and some they're just mediocre. But
But none of them have, no matter what you think, paid off in a way like a big new hit or whatever. Like,
right.
It's just, you know, mediocre reception at best.
Yep.
But yeah, it's like, the, you know, they're trying to do things. It's just not panning out. It's like sometimes you sit down at a table and lose 20 hands in a row. And it's nothing you did wrong. Like, all you could ask them to do is to make the investment in trying to do stuff, right? Like,
right.
I don't know. It's
just... And they do have some success with some of their smaller stuff, right? Like, Ori and the Blind Forest was...
I think a good game. Tough.
Yeah. Tough. But that just not enough. Nothing big. Nothing, like, huge and new.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have their
I think eventually there's going to be something. If it's this year or not, like, they're going to come up with something new that's exciting. I hope.
Yeah. Right? And like, they did just launch, or they're getting ready to launch that new studio. Funny enough, also in Santa Monica. So, right next to the God of War developer. So,
that's funny.
Yeah. So, Jeff, you've been playing some old games.
I have. I've been playing a little bit of Fallout 4. I remember, I think I mentioned that last week.
You were getting ready to play it.
Yeah. I've played some of it. Played like maybe 15 hours, something like that.
That's a lot of time.
It's a game that... What's that, Tony?
I said that's a little more than some.
Yeah.
That's more than you. I expected to go back to that game and come back and tell you guys that, like, hey, you know, everyone was tough on it at the time. This thing is actually, you know, like a diamond in the rough. People, you know, whatever, they misjudged it. There was a bunch of games coming out that fall. And this thing's not that bad and needs to be, like, we need to take another look at it. And... I like it less than I did the first time by a lot.
Great.
And I was kind of like okay with it at first, like kind of having fun. Like, I've been playing it in third person to kind of like make it feel different.
Yeah, I saw you tweeting like, about how you liked it in third person and now you don't.
Yeah.
So that's funny.
But I like, you know, I like seeing your character and shit like that. Like, I don't know, whatever. But like, the game itself is worse than I remember, like more bland. Like the open world feels empty. It feels like there's nothing to do. It doesn't feel like a game like Breath of the Wild where you could head in any direction and find shit. Like, yes, you will find shit in Fallout 4 eventually. Like, oh, you discovered such and such, like the library or whatever. There's nothing there though. It's just like wasteland, fucking search all the drawers, take shit. And maybe you'll run into some bad guys. And that's kind of like, there's not like interesting, like maybe there is, and I didn't get far enough and whatever, I'm sure there's shit. I'm sure there are side quests out there that you run into that are like awesome, but like, dear God, I've been playing for 15 hours and I'm just like, well, fuck, I guess I'm just going to go towards the main quest and that also sucks and I'm not having fun with any of this. And it's like, and no matter what you're doing, like, I tried to play the game differently, like I wanted to just be able to talk my way out of shit. So like, I just spent like all my points in the shit like that, and that's cool half the time. Like, you could really like do some cool shit with it, but like every mission so far, at least, still boils down to at some point you're entering a building and you have to kill all the things inside of it. And so like, if you don't have stats, like, it's not a game where you can be like, I want to play as like this person who just talks or focuses on this or that. Like, you still have to fight at some point, and that's just not great. I think the series needs an overhaul, but like, I think that that game and that like map or world that they built is particularly like uninspired. So I think everyone was right. Like, that game is actually kind of like, I think it was my number three game that year, and I can't bother to play any more of it. Like, I put it back away. I was like, fuck this. I'm done. So that's Fallout 4.
Yeah. I always feel like I should go back and play more of that game. Like I didn't give it a good enough chance and maybe it's really good. And you're just reminding me that no, it's probably not the case.
You were probably right. Yeah. Like I remember liking it. I remember I played through the whole game. I thought the story was kind of good. Like I said, it was like my number three game that year. Going back again, I'm like, this is boring. I don't want to do this anymore. So Chris, did you play Fallout 4?
I did. I fell off of it pretty quickly.
You also didn't beat it?
No, I don't think how far in did I get? I got to like, there was like a dock somewhere. It's not far and I didn't get to like Boston proper.
Oh, wow.
So
I think I'm right around where you were.
Okay, I got way farther than that. I played the first Fallout games, you know, Fallout 3 and
yeah,
and New Vegas, and played them a ton and went really far and like, you know, multiple playthroughs and played this for like 40 hours and then 100 hours, and this game just never had that kind of hook.
Like, it's mechanically kind of the same thing, right? Like, it's still right. Those, like, a Fallout game, but, like, oh my
God. They put so much into, like, the crafting and, like, make your own little village.
I don't care about either.
I don't care about that at all.
Yeah.
I want to explore this world. I want to be told a story. Those are my priorities.
New Vegas especially, like, I found the main story interesting, and I found, like, all the things you could run into super crazy and interesting. Like, they're everywhere, and, like, that world was varied. Like, there was, like, different areas. Like, there was, like, oh, here's the casino area. Like, but this is just, like, fucking wasteland and cities. Wasteland and cities, and it's all wasteland, and it's all fucking gray, and it all sucks. I don't know. Anyways, that's enough ranting about that. I'm done with it. Like, I tried. I was too bored. How else did I play?
Baldur's Gate.
Oh, yeah. So, I've had this long-standing thing where if I saw Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 2 in a store, I would buy it. Because it's been, like, a really long time since I've ever seen that in a store. And it's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
Well, I finally saw it in a store. So, I bought it. It's so, I found it for PS2 for $35, which is about the right price, if not below what you should pay for it. And that was complete in box.
That's good.
So, I mean, I love the original Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance. Like, I love that game. I think in our, like, when we did that GameStruck thing, that was like one of my games. Because, like, I didn't own I had it on GameCube, and I loved it, but all my friends had, like, PS2, and, like, my friends, like, lived in different cities and shit, so, like, I bought the game for PS2, like, multiple copies, and just gave them to my friends so that, like, they would want to play it when I came over. Like, it was, like, one of those games, dude. Like, it was, like, when I was in college, I would get back, and my friend would be like, yo, are we gonna do the next fucking act in that game? I'm like, yes, you know? So, anyways, I've played through that first one at least a dozen times by now. I've never played the second one. And the second one's kind of rare and hard to find. So, yeah, I found it on PS2. I bought it, and then I had to find where my PS2 was. So I found it, in a box somewhere. I've hooked it up to my TV. I had to buy a second controller, and now we have that. I'm forcing my girlfriend to play with me because you've got
to
play.
Yeah, I have to play those in co-op. It's required.
Like, in fact, like, it is, like, literally kind of required because you kind of have, like, at least how I've always played it with friends is, like, you cheese the game where it's, like, one person dies and the other person runs back to the fucking save point to bring you back. You can't do that in single player. Like, you die, you're fucked.
Yeah, you're out.
So, I've been playing it with my girlfriend. She does not love it, but I'm going to force her to play it anyways. She, like, likes Diablo. I think, like, her main thing is, like, it doesn't feel modern. Like, it looks old on our TV, you know what I mean? Like, But, like, I think, like, this is just me personally. I know you guys might argue it. I think, like, those games are, like, way better than Diablo. Like, than at least the only one I've played, which is Diablo 3 on consoles. All right? I think like, it's way better. Like, the combat feels weightier, and it feels like, when I play Diablo, even on harder settings on Xbox, like, I feel like I just cut through the enemies like butter. And it does not feel like that on Baldur's Gate. So, like, anyways. And the second one so far is a lot like the first one, so it's just, like, more of the same, but, like, there's more classes, and it's cool to finally, like, get a chance to play it after all these years. But, yeah, I don't know. We're, like, finished our second mission in it, and we finally found the merchant, so we're not far.
You're gonna get to the end and be very disappointed.
Really? You've played through it?
Yeah.
Disappointed how? Like, I don't
really care. The game just ends. Like, it's just like,
that's like it? There's no final boss?
There is, but it's just like, that's it? Like, that
final boss credits?
Yeah, it's like there's no, it just kind of, something happens and like it just ends, and it's like, no, there should be more.
You know, I love movie endings like that. So
yeah, but it's not like
it's not satisfying.
No, it's like okay, what? Fuck? and for like, you know, with movies, like it's different. Like,
yeah,
because no, I get it. It's but I mean, there were a lot of issues with Dark Alliance 2 because Champions of Norrath, the people that made that kind of, a lot of them went and were working on that. So,
well, that's what actually Peter Skerritt said that to me. He was like, "Yeah, like that's a really fun game, but I almost didn't get released." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" Because I'm like, it feels like it was barely released because it like was instantly hard to find. Like 6 months within it coming out, it was hard to find, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said kind of like what you said, like, it almost got canceled because they just kind of wanted to move all development towards Champions of Norrath. But I guess it must have just been far enough where they said, fuck it. And it's probably like what you said, it probably ends like that because of that, you know? Which is like, yeah, whatever. There might have been another level or two or another cutscene, but who gives a shit? Because Champions of Norrath is coming out in 6 months and it's going to blow this away. So I've never played those games either, by the way. And I do own the first one.
Champions of Norrath. It's
yes,
very. It's by Snowblind, who did the first Dark Alliance, and who started work on Dark Alliance 2, I believe, and but didn't finish it. Except that ultimately ended up being attributed to Black Isle.
Like, here's the thing. Like, and I know everyone loves Champions of Norrath. I've played, like, I've tried it. I know I've tried it before, you know? And I found that, like, yeah, it looks probably a little bit better than those games, but, like, I don't know what it is, but, like, Baldur's Gate, I like more. And I think it is, I'm, like, 99% sure I'm right on this. Like, I think there is a jump button in Baldur's Gate, but there's not a jump button in Champions. So I don't know why, but like I love that in Baldur's Gate because they actually do have, they have moments where like you and your buddy have to like jump across like these fucking like suspended islands in the air and shit. Like there's platforming sections in that first game. Mm-hmm. You know, no jump button, then you're not going to have that in Champions. And it just feels like Diablo to me.
Yeah, it's become more of a hack and slash, straight.
I mean,
hack and slash game.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy.
And then be disappointed. Alright.
Yeah, I remember the ending to that being, like, super disappointing, so.
I will say this before we move on, though, is, like, now that I have the PS2 hooked up, I, like, really want to put it in my cabinet there, like, in the living room, and get wireless controllers for it, and fucking, like, go crazy with that system, because, like, I have a local game shop, and a lot of the games, like, that are classic games are, like, under $10. And that's there's a shit ton, you know, PS2, there's a shit ton of games. Like, that seems like a system that would be very fun to get into.
Oh yeah, there's a ton of great games that were only available on the PlayStation as well. So
yeah,
like the for as similar as the libraries are between Xbox, GameCube, and PlayStation 2, like all three of those systems had very unique games specifically for them.
And even just, I'm just like, so, you know, say I have this hooked up in my living room, even some third party shit, like just random shit, like, hey, PsyOps is $6 or whatever. I guess I'll buy that and try that out. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, it would be a fun system to collect for because, like, there is a ton of shit. Like, just first party, third party, whatever. Just tons of shit on it. I'm tempted. It's going to be like my new 6 month thing, like what I do with where I was collecting records, like spending a fuckload of money on records every week for no reason. I feel it coming. Like, I already feel it coming. So I'm sure to update you guys on that.
Tony, you play anything else?
I started Far Cry 5.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's a Far Cry game. Did you guys
know?
No
way.
There's like, you're in a place and there's a really crazy dude who's, you know, overthrown everything. And one by one, you have to liberate bases and stuff. And, you know, sneak around in the grass and kill people. And they're wild animals that fight you. I don't I'm not very far so far. The opening is a little disturbing. Like, you're sent with this police unit and you're going in to arrest the villain, and he's like the leader of a cult, and all the cultists like surround you and attack you. It's a really interesting opening scene.
It sounds like a regular day on Twitter.
Right. It's basically your, you know,
Twitter. Or it's, you know, America in general.
But yeah, you're in a portion of America that's like isolated, and for some reason they can't call in help like from the National Guard or anything, and this cult is taking it over. And you're sent with these policemen and you have to rally the townspeople to like take the area back because they can't possibly get help from the outside world. It's an odd premise. It's really hard to believe in the age of like instant communication that somebody can't send out an email and say, hey, cult's taken over. I don't know. They've kind of Far Cried it up from there. I have a long way to go, though. Like, I've only played about an hour of it, so I need to play more. But
are you digging like the setting, though?
The setting looks great. Game on the obviously playing on the Xbox X looks fantastically beautiful, awesome, picturesque. The opening, like when you're watching, like it starts off with this kind of like. Not found footage, but kind of like documentary type thing. It borders on photorealism. Like, it looks that good.
Oh, nice.
So it's probably like having played God of War right before this, it's a more attractive game than God of War. Like, it's probably the most attractive game I played so far this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting to hear.
Yeah. And very Far Cry. Very, very Far Cry.
I don't think we were expecting it to be anything but very Far Cry. So,
yeah, that's why I'm waiting for that like right moment. There's nothing out, and it's $20. I'll play it.
And I still have two other Far Cry games to play first. So,
I would just skip those.
Just skip them.
I mean, if one of them is Primal, yes.
Yes, one is Primal. What I played of 4 so far has been fun.
I like 4. It's really good.
I couldn't. I know that's a lot of people's favorites. I just couldn't get into that one. For me, though, it's like 3 and that's it. Like, that's the only one I actually like. I don't know. But, or no, actually, I take that back. I like Far Dragon a lot. Or not Far Dragon.
Far Dragon?
Blood Dragon, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. But that was just like an expansion to 3, so it kind of still counts as 3.
This past weekend, I took my family we went to the Franklin Institute, which is a museum here in Philly, and we went to see the Game Masters exhibit, which is a it's an event exhibit that they're running from. I guess it started in March. They're running all the way through September, and it has 100 playable games and lots of like concept artwork and interviews and stuff with you know, creators of games, like the masters of game creation. So we went, and it was cool. Like, it, when you walk in, like, the first area that you walk into is it's like an old retro arcade. Mm-hmm. Like, and they have nice. They have a bunch of working arcade cabinets, like Defender, Pac-Man, Donkey Kong. My son was playing Space Invaders. My daughter was playing this game called Reactor, which I've never heard of, but it looks pretty cool. Like, and like you know, Defender and stuff like that. Like, lots of games that we, you know, you've seen in an arcade.
Kind of like representative games too, right? Like,
yeah,
Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, like. These were the arcade, like the big arcade games.
Yeah,
those were like weird, like smaller ones. And you'd be like, "What the fuck is Narc doing here?"
Or no, I mean, like there was like Gunfight. Like, I mean, like they were all pretty big names.
Yeah,
but like it was like this is a weird game. But they were all original cabinets too. So you'd go through, and so Donkey Kong is under, you know, Miyamoto created Donkey Kong, and there's like a little, you know, plaque that kind of goes over, you know, what he's done. Weirdly enough, that is the only real, like, Miyamoto piece in there. Like,
no Mario game?
No, so I guess they couldn't get Nintendo to really agree to be part of it. Like, there's a huge Sega section.
Really?
But yeah, like Sega, Blizzard was involved. Like, so there's like Blizzard had a whole bunch of stuff, like on Diablo and World of Warcraft and StarCraft and what's his name? Ueda, Fumito Ueda, who did the Team Ico games. So Ico and Shadow of the Colossus. They had like original artwork from there, and you could actually play Shadow of the Colossus on a PlayStation 2. Like, just like cool concept artwork from those games, and the Sega section was massive. Like, they had Outrun, and there was like a motorcycle game, which wasn't working. Weirdly enough.
Oh, no.
Are these things all on free play, or are you paying?
Yeah, no, they're all on free play. So like you pay to get into the exhibit.
Yeah.
I think it was like $9 for the exhibit. But that's awesome. Yeah. And so everything else, like, I mean, you know, you could play on the Genesis, you're playing like Sonic 1, Sonic 2. There was this, my son was playing Sonic 1, and then my daughter came over and she was trying it, and she was having trouble like figuring it out. Like, just like, this is, these buttons feel weird. like you're used to,
you're like, yes, controller. Sonic sucks.
yeah, kind of. But there was this kid who was playing Sonic 2 on the console directly next to us, and he's like, oh, well, this one's easier, and you can, like, it's two player, and you could fly in this one.
Yeah,
like, he was like trying to get her to come over and play with him over there.
She's like, nah.
Yeah, she was like, I'm gonna go back over and play Outrun.
He was right though. Sonic 2 is much better.
Oh yeah, Sonic 2 is much better. They had an original Virtual Fighter cabinet there. Hang On is the bike game that wasn't working.
Oh yeah, I remember that game. Yep.
But my wife and son were playing a Virtua Fighter, which is not a good fighting game. There was a whole section for Peter Molyneux, which is funny. You could play Populous, Dungeon Keeper, Black and White, and Fable 3. Which is like,
I miss Black and White. I wish there were another one of those.
Yeah. And I mean, like, for as much as bullshit as that man spewed, he did create some very good games.
He did.
Yeah.
Will Wright had, he had SimCity, SimCity 2000, The Sims, and then, funny enough, they had the Spore Creature Creator, but not actual Spore. Mm. So it was just like it was the right part of Spore to have. It was the most fun part of Spore, which was just creating the monsters. Yeah, the only fun part. But he actually had I don't know if I had a picture of it, but he actually had a design binder, and all the pages were laminated, and you could actually flip through and see like some of the stuff that he worked on for The Sims, which was really neat. It was just like really kind of cool the amount of stuff they had. Tim Schafer had a giant exhibit, like five different games, I guess they had that you could play. And he actually had his cover letter that he sent to LucasArts.
That's cool. Yeah.
Which he did. Like, it looks like it was printed on like a dot matrix printer, which it probably was at the time. Actually, I think he got hired in like 88 or 89. And it has all this like dot matrix artwork on it. It's really cool. They had like some Rock Band stuff there. In fact, they had Rock Band 3 and Dance Central 3. And Dance Central was being played on a giant projector. So it was like a movie screen type screen. And
that's terrifying.
Yeah, it kind of was.
Did you guys play?
I didn't play it, but my daughter and her friend did. They actually played it a couple times.
That's awesome.
They also had like a whole indie section, where like some of them were like on tablets. Like, they actually had tablets hooked up, and you could play those games there. They had Angry Birds on like a giant touchscreen TV. That my wife gave a shot to.
That's cool. Yeah.
And then there was like some other like little things. Like, they give you like it was like 10 Tetris pieces, and you try and figure out how to, you know, make a four spot, but fit it all into the box so you actually create a Tetris. And then they had like life size blocks to do it. So there's on my Facebook page, there's a picture of my youngest daughter after we figured out how to build the Tetris block. So it was a good fun time, and it's a cool exhibit to go to. So
sounds awesome.
Yeah, I just wish there was like some more Nintendo stuff. Like, it feels very, to me, it
was
felt
it
very
literally weird. Like, that was the only Nintendo thing, period, basically.
Yeah, was Donkey Kong, and back where the Tetris thing was, there was a place where you could take a photo, and it was like a Mario 3 box like that you could jump up and hit.
Okay,
but that was it. And then you get to the gift shop, so like each of these event exhibits at the Franklin Institute has its own separate gift shop from the museum gift shop. And it's all related to what the exhibit is. There's like a whole wall of Nintendo bullshit like that you can buy, but none of it was like out on, like, you couldn't play like Nintendo games, like Nintendo games specifically. Like, they had Nintendo consoles, like, they had a Wii running Epic Mickey for, what's what's the guy's name? Warren Spector.
Mm-hmm.
Like for his area of the exhibit, but you would think that they would have had like a huge exhibit for Miyamoto, especially since like most of the games there I don't think there was anything that was like explicitly like M rated. Like there might have been a couple M rated games, but nothing that was like oh this is too adult. Like it was a lot of like family friendly games to play. And that's what they were showing off. So like Nintendo, Jesus, like they're like probably the most family friendly company in terms of game creation. So I did find it a little weird that stuff wasn't included, and it did feel a little lacking on that part. But
yeah,
overall, it's a really cool exhibit. So if anybody is in Philly, check out Franklin Institute. That's running through September, I think. So, is there any games coming out?
Actually, you know, I was about to say on a semi-related side note: is anyone getting the Sega Genesis Collection?
I am. Yes.
I pre-ordered it. It's actually $3 off. And I felt like it was the one that I wanted digital because, like, I don't want to have to pop that disc in to play it.
No.
Because I'll never play it then. So, yeah, it's like $27 right now if you pre-order it.
On Xbox?
On Xbox, yeah, on Xbox.
I might have to do it. Does that come out?
Soon, like,
wasn't
Monday
sure
night?
Okay.
Yeah, like Tuesday. Yeah, basically, I think it comes out Tuesday.
Comes out the 29th. Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't know. Was there any big... I mean, Battlefield 5 was revealed. We kind of briefly touched on that nonsense. But I don't think there was any like real big game stories this week.
Oh, there was actually something right before the show here that I saw. I don't know if you guys want to talk about it or not. I should have brought it up before the show. But I guess I don't know a lot about him. That's why I personally don't have anything to say. But like, I guess Total Biscuit died. Yeah, so I don't know. Like I said, I know almost nothing about him, but I know he was like a YouTube personality, right?
Yes. I did not follow him, but... Yeah, I guess he announced his retirement maybe in April. Because
that's what I had read tonight afterwards, that like this was like a known thing that he was sick, right?
Yeah,
he's been sick for a long time.
He had
so crazy though.
Bowel cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he had been fighting that for the last 4 or 5 years. That's terrible news. So, best wishes to his family. Condolences, I guess. They probably won't hear this, but.
Yeah. It sucks. It just happens.
Yeah. I mean, were you guys like, either you guys like fans of his or like watched his stuff? Cause I'm being serious. Like, somehow it's a blind spot for me. Like, I don't know anything about it except that I've heard of his name.
For me, no. I mean, I've heard of him before, and I knew a little bit about what was going on, but I never like watched his videos or
commentary. I don't know what to say other than like that really fucking sucks. That's way too young to die. That scares the hell out of me. I mean,
he's younger than any
of us. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's, but
And on that positive note,
yeah, like trying to see if there is anything positive.
No, I just thought. I mean, I thought that was a big enough thing to bring up for sure. I know.
Yeah, no,
a big person.
So. And I think if Pete wasn't having audio issues tonight, he might actually have he might have had a little more to say about that. But
God damn you, Pete.
Yes. but yeah, so I think that's it. There's not much in the way of news. Detroit, I think, comes out soon.
That game is not getting good early reviews.
No.
I saw one person who liked it a lot, but yeah, generally no.
IGN, I think, gave it an 8.
I saw on Twitter, like, someone, or Colin Moriarty said he liked it a lot.
But I'm
like,
oh.
I don't necessarily care what you have to say about that game.
I would believe he would like it. So.
Yeah, exactly. Because some of the other things I saw about the game, I was like, yeah, man.
I did read a piece of someone's review. They had posted it on Twitter from a major publication, but it does not sound like it is very subtle at all.
Not subtle. It's just like the poorly done.
It's like I guess the second chapter is called Railroad.
Yeah, it's like. Not even metaphor or anything, like, right. Like super, like, I saw one of the dialogue options being, I have a dream, and I'm just like,
oh,
come on, dude. Like, that was one of your answers to someone saying something to you was, I have a dream, and I'm like, I understand, like, the theme of the androids are, like, minorities or whatever, but, like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Anyways.
I don't think any of us are gonna play it. At least not right away. So
I'm not. I'm not. I haven't really liked any other games since the first one I played, and the first one was Indigo Prophecy on PS2. So it was like a completely new thing at the time.
You didn't like Heavy Rain either?
I did like Heavy Rain at the time, but it's like
it does not age well. It's not a game you want to go back to.
Yeah, like in my head, as I think about it, I'm like, nah, I would never want to play that again.
Yeah, there's games like that, you know, like L.A. Noir.
Actually, it's a great point.
All right, we'll be back next week, not with Detroit, but maybe with the Genesis Collection and some other stuff too. So.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see what I dig into in that.
Yeah, I'll be in there because you said you're not a huge Genesis fan outside of the Sonic stuff. So
yeah. When I think about that library, it's just like it's Sonic 2. That's the library. So, I mean, I've played all the other stuff. Like, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I'll be interested to hear what you have to say about it. All right, Jeff. Say goodnight.
Good night.